following took place on Sports Radio 610 in Houston, Texas, USA.
Joining us right now, we are so happy to be joined by Deacon Jones and Mike Haynes together. What a tandem we have. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. It's nice to be here, guys. I really, really appreciate you having us. Mike is especially happy because, you know, with me as a pass rusher, he would have been probably playing right now.
Still playing. No question. Hey, you won the Super Bowl against Joe Theismann in that passing attack. And, of course, the running game was very good for the Washington Redskins as well. But you guys shut down Theismann and company. We talked to him about that game. He said if they could have played Thursday, he felt like he was all in rhythm. But, you know, a couple more days went by. He was really into the Super Bowl media thing that year. And the year before, they won it, of course. But what are your recollections of that matchup?
Prior to the game, the Raiders had played the Redskins that season. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember
that.
That was a
Monday
great game.
What a lot of people don't realize is that game, Cliff Branch pulled a hamstring muscle in the first quarter. Marcus Allen didn't play in that game at all. And I was still hanging out in limbo. I wasn't on the Raiders at that time. And so the Raiders had a first-round draft choice, a kid named Ted Watts, who was the starting right corner. So for the game, they had me. That was a change.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy Marcus Allen was a change,
that
and a
helped.
Healthy Cliff Branch. So that's one. But the thing that kind of stood out in that game was that before the game started, when teams get together warming up on the field, the Redskins had so much energy. You know, when the teams just go out and then
right.
they go back in the locker room later,
yeah.
they had so much energy. They looked so confident that I don't think in my whole 14 years of football did I ever see that, ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, wow, those guys are confident.
So what you're telling Joe Theismann is excuses, excuses, excuses.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We all have them, and they all stink.
Lester Hayes and Stickum. Wouldn't happen today. The gloves are practically, I mean, you can catch a football with a flat hand with these gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we live in an age where, you know, oh, that's garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody one day going to say, let's go hit somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a game of pain and suffering. If you ain't ready to take that, why take the $5 million?
Right. You know, we had Conrad Dobler on yesterday.
Oh, man, you still line him in places like this?
What were your recollections of Conrad?
Holding.
Besides holding. Holding
ain't
what?
Ain't nothing else I can come up with. He seemed to think that he should be in the Hall of Fame, but we don't allow people like him.
Hey, we were talking off air, Deacon, about sacks and how the teams kept them. And that's really news to me that they actually had paid you some extra for the sacks. But what would your number be if the NFL kept them?
My contract was structured around that. Okay, you had to. In those days, I mean, you know, you got a much better choice of getting a much better chance mm-hmm. of getting a incentive bonus
right.
than you did sitting down and getting, because you had to negotiate your own contract.
Right.
I mean, we wasn't allowed to have agents, okay?
Yeah.
So the fact of the matter is, I had what I thought was my safest situation, which was sacking the quarterback. I know I could get to your quarterback. I don't care what you do.
Yeah.
I can get to your quarterback. So I safely put that in. I got $500 per sack.
Awesome.
Okay. So you know they didn't let me keep them.
And unfortunately, the league wasn't structured the way it is today, where they are the official keeper of that information.
Yeah.
And they even have ways to go back and look at the film to see all that kind of things.
Yeah.
But in the old days, that wasn't true. Each team did it. And so like a guy like Deacon may have to prove, he may have to keep tape himself of his sacks
wow.
because the club could miss three or four plays a game. And guess what's in those three or four plays? You know, a missed sack
sure.
or a missed sack or two.
I have a problem with all of it because, number one, the quarterback who is supposed to be the gods of this game, okay?
Uh-huh.
Every time I hit him, you had to subtract some numbers from his take, okay? So if you kept that, how could you not keep who hit him?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay? So it makes no sense to me. And you know, football is still get the quarterback. You saw exactly what will stop this week's game.
Right.
Or keep it under control. You saw that last week, okay,
mm-hmm.
with the way Brett Favre was punished, okay? And that is what it's going to take.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm very, very, you know, I get very upset, man, when you talk about what I did. I don't know why I got in the Hall of Fame. I wish somebody would tell me why I got in the Hall of Fame. I do not know, because if you didn't keep no numbers.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm the first guy to get 100 individual tackles as a down lineman.
Yeah.
You think I don't want somebody to know that?
Yeah.
Right. Deacon Jones and Mike Haynes with us on Sports Radio 610. What do you guys think of Peyton Manning?
Well, I for one, think the guy is awesome.
Right.
You know, now I know what Deacon's going to say. Right. I know how he feels about all quarterbacks. But, you know, he's a guy that is special, mm-hmm. you know, and has been special probably for his entire life at that position. And most knowledgeable guy. I actually have played in a charitable event at Disney World. There was a flag football game where they had like some competition going on all over the country, and that winning team got to play against some former NFL greats.
Yeah,
Peyton Manning was our coach, you know, and he was just like his second year in the league. And I said, "What are you doing being our coach?" Well, what do you think our first play was?
Oh, it had to be a pass.
A deep pass to James Lopton for a touchdown. Yeah. Okay, so this guy's been around football his whole life, and mm-hmm. And he's special, but he's human. So if you get to him, you rattle him, you get his timing off, he can be ineffective.
Now we got to get Deacon's thoughts on Peyton.
Well, I played against his father.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so they're a quarterback family. I have nothing against what Mike just said. I think he's right. To the fullest degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy, according to the day's numbers and the day's game, the guy stands alone. He stands alone. But I say, as any good, self-respecting defensive lineman would say, allow us to rush him.
Yeah.
Allow us to let him do those same things with us pressing him. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's all I like to say. I like to see an even game.
Yeah.
I like to see the game put on an even level. Not public relations-wise, not because I pay him so much money I got to have him on the field. Get him some good linemen. That's my theory.
Yeah.
Get him some good linemen. But I do not take anything away from his ability as a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He calls his own plays. He studies the game. He reminds me so much of Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, he comes to play, and he's prepared to play. Mm-hmm. Now, that is his thing. But as far as we're concerned, we need a lawyer when we come.
Hey, you guys are here. Know Your Stats, Prostate Cancer Awareness. Talk about the program a little bit and how it affects you and how people should be aware of what's happening with their own situation.
Well, a lot of people don't know that 1 in 6 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Wow.
And 1 in 2.5 African-American men. And a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed, I guess 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I had never heard any of these stats before.
Yeah.
Everybody's heard about breast cancer and right. the importance of a woman, you know, feeling for the lumps in her breast. There's 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed. So there's way more men, 1 in 6 men and 1 in 2.5 African-American men. Mm. But men don't know it. Men are unaware.
Mm.
So this campaign was launched at the Hall of Fame. It was a partnership that the NFL had with the American Urological Association Foundation to do free screenings for players.
Mm-hmm.
At the very first one is where I found out about my
really?
Situation.
Wow.
The very first one. And so they came back the next year, and we launched another campaign to get the word out more. And Deacon has joined with a lot of other Hall of Famers, Marcus Allen, Michael Irvin, Tony Dorsett. There's just a whole bunch of guys trying to get the word out because the message is that important. And we figure with our platform that if some guy is afraid to go into the hospital to get that digital rectal exam, well, if Deacon Jones will do it to save his life, and Mike Haynes will do it to save his life, then maybe it's important for other guys to get out and do the same thing.
My father in 1972 passed away with prostate cancer. As Mike has just said, the rate in black people are very high.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a father who died with it, you can rest assured one of his sons is going to have it.
Yeah.
And I, you know, Rosie Grier saved my life. I mean, this is what we think, this is why we think this particular program will work with our message carrying.
Sure.
Rosie called me up and asked me if I was taking the PSA exam. I had not heard about the PSA exam. Mm-hmm. Just like I'm sure somebody on this radio that played professional football has not heard about the PSA exam.
Sure.
Well, that was the only thing, that only way of identifying whether you got it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 40 years old, everybody should be running to their doctor to try to get some kind of heads up on whether they have it or not, and checking their resources to find out if their father or grandfather had it, because it's in there. And I think that it saved my life. 15 years ago, I had the operation. Mm-hmm. Saved my life. I'm standing here talking to you today because I took Rosie's
advice,
opinion, put it in my physical, and I caught it 2 years later. And I'm here today. And that's what we're trying to do. I'm so delighted to work with Mike and all the guys that he's assembled, because I think that that's the only way we can get a heads up on this program.
One more before you go. Mario Williams, what do you think?
God, look here. This guy's huge. I gave him an award, you know, his rookie year. And standing beside this guy, man, it's just fantastic. He's just huge. And I'm very happy that since then I've been watching his game and watching what he was going to do with all that talent and all that experience. And I got to tell you, as Mike would say, he would love to have him rushing the quarterback in front of him.
Yeah.
And I think that he is going to reset the standards in this game as far as defensive linemen is concerned. I really think he's going to make the world forget about all of us.
Wow.
I don't know about you guys. Yeah. No.
Wow, well, we'll never forget about you. Deacon Jones, Mike Haynes.
No, you're almost stay on the radio.
Yeah. Prostate cancer awareness. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you. Your ratings are up now.
Yeah,
they are.
Absolutely.
KnowYourStats.org, the website, for more information.